Good morning. We're so glad that you've joined us again this morning for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and I'm the counseling pastor and the senior citizens pastor at Brookside. It's always a joy to have you join us these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, and I trust that whether you're riding in your car, or maybe you're already at work, or maybe you're getting the kids ready for school, or maybe you are one of the students getting ready for school. Thanks so much for taking just a moment and sharing your time with us. So many times we have opportunities to interview folks in our church that have a special story of God's work in their lives, and this morning is certainly no exception. Tom and Karen Paholski, some members of our church, are here just to share some fantastic things that God has done in their lives and answers to prayer. And Tom, Karen, welcome. Glad to have you guys here this morning.
Thank you.
And I think, Tom, we would probably want to go back to our bicentennial year, 1976. Tell me what was going on in your life and lives about that time.
Oh, good morning, Pastor Greg. 1976 seems like a long time ago, but a special beginning for us. It was the year that Karen and I were engaged and preparing for marriage. And at that time, I took that as the most serious part of my life.
Right.
Preparing for marriage. And I remember we have a small family business. It's Bayview Shade and Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time in 76, we had branched out into New Berlin. We added a second store for our company. And
Okay. We
ended up sharing half of the building with a TV store. At that time, there were no Best Buys or stores like that. You bought your TV and had it fixed at a TV store.
Kind of like a mom and pop type of thing.
So we shared half that building, our little shade company that make shades and blinds, and split it right down the middle. And the fellow that owned the building was Larry, and Larry would oftentimes visit us during the work time, and he'd come over and he'd say things like, "Boy, the Lord blessed us with such a beautiful day, and it's so sunny and nice." And at that time of our life, we weren't accustomed to people talking about the Lord and, you know, just mentioning his name like that.
Right.
So we thought that was kind of rare and kind of unusual, and this guy is really different. But it didn't take too long. It ended up leading into what was called like a rap session where we met. He asked if we'd like to ever get together as we kind of built a friendship with him, and asked if we'd ever like to get together and have like a little rap session. And he also asked if he could bring his Bible along.
Okay.
So again, at that time, we were really searching and asking a lot of questions. And Karen and I would often go to our priest and ask a question. Is it okay to do this or do that as we're preparing for marriage? And and the priest would always say, "Well, you know, I'm not real sure about that. You know, I don't have black and white answers for you, Tom and Karen." And then we would ask the same question to Larry, and he would open up the Bible, and he would give us a direct answer, like from the book of Romans, to the question. And
that was just real different, wasn't it?
It was.
Have a guy that just seemed to be able to say, "Hey, you know, the Bible has something to say about that." And you're kind of going, "Really? Wow."
Yes, and, you know, we were not accustomed to the Bible and, of course, not accustomed to the answers like that directly from the Bible. So God was definitely working in our hearts and wooing us to him. And so it was very impressionable to us.
Now, Karen, you guys were just engaged at the time. Were you working in the family business?
Not at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you were involved in these Bible studies with Larry.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
There were about 12 of us at the time that started that rap session, we used to call them.
Yeah.
And then it was interesting to see how he would actually open God's Word and give us the answer. And
sure.
It was like enlightening.
Because I guess part of that time, the idea many times was, well, we'll let the priest tell us what the Bible says,
right,
as opposed to studying the Bible yourself. That was kind of foreign news to you folks at that time, wasn't
it? Yes. Yeah, and then when we came back to the priest and read some of the scripture and some of the answers, you know, from the Bible, he was a little bit set back by that somewhat.
Was that news to him? You kind of wondered, didn't you?
He did comment and say, "What you guys are looking for is very dangerous. It could be life-changing."
Well, yeah, because your lives need to be changed,
right,
you know?
Right.
Okay.
But it didn't take too long as it turned more toward a Bible study. it didn't take long that God showed us that we really needed him, needed to be born again spiritually. And
right.
Something that I've learned throughout my walk to encourage people to read the Gospel of John and,
right.
and go back to chapter 3 and read chapter 3 several times.
Mm-hmm.
And just where Nicodemus talks to Jesus.
Says, how can I be born again? Yeah.
Yes. You know, just an important part of the Bible. And eventually in 1976, September, that was the point where I received Christ and accepted him as my
okay.
Lord and Savior.
Okay.
And we were married actually at December 11th that year. And
mm-hmm.
I thought Aaron had also received Christ at that time, but found out that maybe a month or two after we were married, she also accepted Christ. And it was all so fresh and it was all
oh, yeah.
so new to us. And that was kind of the, to give you an idea of the beginning of our life and how God worked in our hearts. And it was really special, a very special time for us.
You know, it's really neat to hear you say it started out as a rap session, developed into a Bible study. When I hear the term rap session, I'm thinking all different kinds of people sitting there talking, just giving their opinions. But when it becomes a Bible study, then it's, this is what God's Word says. And that, of course, is where it needed to end up to give you guys
yes.
the answers that you were looking for.
Yes. Right.
So now you're married. And did you think about children right away, or were you kind of wanting to...
Well, we're going to probably fast forward that one. We found that we couldn't have any children the first 7 years of our marriage.
Okay.
So roughly at about the fifth year, we started to recognize that we need to really be praying diligently and seeking God. You know, we had a strong desire for children. And,
mm-hmm.
and people at the church were telling us to... just delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And we found we were doing that. We were so happy in the Lord and, you know, just desiring his heart and desiring him and sincerely delighting in the Lord.
Just basically the idea, we're going to trust God to give us children or give us direction if there's anything he wants us to do, but make the Lord the total focus. Because otherwise it can become very frustrating.
Right.
Correct. And then I delighted in also loving other people's children.
Oh.
And being in the nursery, being in Sunday school teaching, and just delighting in
yeah.
their lives. And it was quite unique how the Lord brought many children then through that
yeah.
to our life.
That is fantastic.
We were really directed to lots of prayer and just seeking God, seeking his face with that.
Mm-hmm.
And asking him for guidance and maybe, Lord, guide us to a doctor that would
mm-hmm.
help us. And
right, right.
So he did that. He ended up guiding us to a worldwide renowned fertility specialist.
Okay.
And he ended up being well known in Waukesha, which was only about 15 minutes from our home.
Sure, yeah.
So I remember Karen and I sitting down with the doctor, and this was about the fifth year after our marriage. And
mm-hmm.
I remember him just saying that you obviously have a problem, and I will tell you, and I'll do testing, and I'll figure out
okay.
exactly what the problem is. And it took a month or two to do that, and he came back and said, well, here's what we need to do, you know, after he did some testing.
Okay.
And found that Karen's hormones were not in tune and proper and
uh-huh.
needed to be shuffled around or however they do that.
Right. I'm sure the medical doctors that are listening to this are going, shuffled around?
Fine-tuned.
Yeah, we all understand that.
Right,
okay.
right.
Yeah, so as the process was then presented to you, you felt like God was leading you to follow his recommendations then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we thought, we'll go through what he's recommending. And I remember there was a point where it was necessary for her to have a shot given in... we did that for, I believe it was up to 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the 10th month, I was completely worn out emotionally. Nothing
right.
was happening here. And
mm-hmm.
I remember crying out to God, Lord, it might be obvious to us that you don't want us to have children, and we accept that as your will. And this was at the 10th month. And just telling the Lord that if that's the case, Lord, I'm okay with that. It's okay, whatever you want, and
mm-hmm.
I accept that as your will.
Mm-hmm.
And I also told the Lord that I don't want to do this anymore, this, as far as we can go. And
right.
Emotionally and physically. I thought it was kind of tough on Karen to be putting her through all this too.
Right.
But at that 10th month, then, we went on to find out several weeks later that Karen was pregnant.
Wow.
You completely yield to the Lord.
Yes,
and
yes.
He gives you your desires.
Especially when you say, Lord, if you don't want us to be parents, it's okay.
Right. Right.
And I think sometimes God brings us to the point that we're willing to say, Lord, if that's your will, it's okay.
Right.
And so then you got the word, voila, you know.
Yeah. Of course, we were really rejoicing in that. And Karen's finally pregnant in about the sixth year of our marriage. And what an exciting time. So about 13 weeks go by and I get a phone call at work. And this was a tough one.
Hmm.
Karen was bleeding,
mm-hmm.
And obviously I thought for sure we had to rush in and have an ultrasound.
Okay.
To find she was probably having a miscarriage.
Mm.
But that day we went right to the ultrasound and saw something that I wish the whole world could have seen. It was our firstborn, Lisa, was about 2.5 to 3 inches tall.
Mm.
Inside the womb, and she had a little string attached to her, and she was in that womb, and she was bouncing around and jumping around and doing somersaults, and it was like God showed us a picture of a 2.5-inch baby inside
yeah,
there that you could see her fingers or toes.
And, oh, wow.
She was alive and well.
Yes, yes.
That day, I only wished that the whole world could have seen what we've seen that day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just remarkable. So we did not have a miscarriage. God mm-hmm. blessed it and kept Lisa growing and maturing. And
mm-hmm.
Lisa is our firstborn daughter.
Right.
She's 29 years old today and has two of our beautiful granddaughters.
So was that it? Just Lisa?
No.
Well, for the rest of the story, friends, you're going to have to come back next time because we've run out of time. But I can quickly tell you it wasn't just Lisa. But it's just an amazing story of what God did in the Bohalski family. And please be sure to join us again for next time. And you'll be able to see God's gracious hand. And so many times when we come to the end of ourselves, maybe, my friend, you have done that this morning. Maybe you've just kind of come to the end of yourself over some issue. Give it up to God. Totally yield to His sovereign control and tell Him whatever. It's okay. You're going to trust Him. And when you do that, you'll find that God is trusting in you to be trusting in Him. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.